Now we go to Atilla Tuna. He's a longtime friend from Turkey. Atilla has been our tour guide when we did tours with our groups over into Turkey, but also our tour guide on many of the television shoots that we did with Day of Discovery or other television shoots that we've done in Turkey. Atilla is actually in Tiberias, Israel. He's on a cell phone. There's a lot of noise in the background, but we thought it was important to find out what is actually going on in Turkey. He's just visiting in Israel. Atilla, thousands have rallied as Tayyip Erdogan returned from Northern Africa in support of him. We'll get to the demonstrations and why they're happening, but talk to me about the prime minister. Does he have support of the people, or is he losing support of the Turkish people?
Well, Tayyip Erdogan, in the last few years, is losing power in Turkey. For many years, he was demanding that he is a democratic leader. But the last few years showed up that actually he's not, because he tried to involve more and more Islamic regulations and rules in everyday life of Turkish people. So that was a big reaction of Turks that happened some 10 days ago, because they tried to do the regulations, prohibitions of alcohol, drinking in country. Then they were trying to make some changes in the educational system in the schools according to the Islamic religion, which we were all against it. I mean, Turkey is a secular country, and Turks really want a real democracy. And Tayyip Erdogan is against it. For example, during the demonstrations, people were just peacefully walking and sitting in the park, and suddenly the police forces came, and they just attacked with sticks, with gas bombs, tear gases, and many, many other weapons. So people were against that. I mean, they were just peacefully demonstrating. But unfortunately, the police force attacked after the talk of Erdogan. Actually, the real reason for these demonstrations was the park. In the city center of Turkey, of Istanbul, Taksim, there is the largest park which Erdogan wanted to make a shopping mall. And people didn't want to do that because it is the largest park. There are some trees that are older than 200 years. So that actually caused the reaction of ordinary people in the street. Finally, when only few people were demonstrating, and when they used that tear gas in a big amount, they protested. So in only a few hours, hundreds of thousands of people, they marched towards the park, and there were big clashes. And so that resulted in new demonstrations all throughout Turkey. So at the moment, the demonstrators, they occupied Taksim Square, and it's like a commune now, and the police cannot get in because of the international protests and reactions at the moment in what we have in Turkey.
Atilla, it seems that you're saying then that really the reason was just sparked by that demonstration there in the park, but the reason behind all of these demonstrations against the Prime Minister of Turkey is the fact that Tayyip Erdogan wants to radicalize and basically turn Turkey into an Islamic Republic of some type, and the people are rejecting that.
That's correct. Majority of people, even though, I mean, Tayyip Erdogan, in the last elections, he won over 49% of the votes. People, they would like to have liberal economy and also a liberal democracy. I mean, people, they would like to have a freedom of speech, freedom of demonstrating if there is something against their will. But Erdogan, he thinks that people, they voted me 49%, and that he can do everything. He should not be against the will of the citizens, but he is so totalitarian. That is the most difficult task about Erdogan. I mean, he wants to do everything because he says, I got the votes and I can do everything. But that is not a democracy. I mean, he cannot understand that. But we hope that he will understand one day that he cannot act as he wishes and change the country. The biggest problem also is his will to change democracy in Turkey to Islamic kind of country, which will never happen, I believe.
As we look at the situation there in Turkey, Atilla, do we believe that Tayyip Erdogan is in deep trouble? I know he wants to radicalize and turn Turkey into an Islamic nation. But is he in enough trouble politically that, as has been the case throughout the entire Middle East with the Arab Spring, could Tayyip Erdogan be brought down from his leadership role in Turkey? Is he in that much trouble?
Most of Turks believe that he should be turned down from the power because he's a real danger for the peace of the whole Middle East. Formerly, many years ago, when he was a very popular leader in the Middle East, I was in Yemen. When we were coming from Turkey as a group, they were saying, oh, Tayyip Erdogan, we love him very much. Now, in Palestine, they hate him. You know, they hate Erdogan in Palestine. They hate in Morocco. They hate him in everywhere. He's a real totalitarian leader, and he should be definitely liquidated from the political power because he's a very dangerous person.
Attila Tuna, he is a journalist in Turkey. He's involved in the tourism business as well, and actually he has been there in Israel where we're talking with him right now in Tiberias, but he was able to give us an update on the situation that seems to be exploding there in Turkey. Attila, thank you so very much, my good friend. Have a great trip to Israel with your tour group.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.